No one has ever lived to say this, but when I'm defending Gotham City from psychopathic motherfuckers, my Batmobile is set to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
One, two, three. she was three. Her Barbies always did it on the first date. Now she's with me. There's never any need for them to demonstrate, 'cause she's like a baby, I'm like a cat. When we are happy, we both get fat. And still, it's never enough. It's never enough. It's never enough. Compliment the burnt sienna in her lock. She's at the movies, I'm on the phone. When we're separated, we're never alone. But still, it's never enough. It's never enough. No, it's never enough. So I don't tend to worry about the things that other people say. And I've learned that I wouldn't want it any other way. Call me crazy, but it really doesn't matter. All that matters to me is she, her life in a nutshell. Would she wanna to change me? It's not that easy, 'cause my time is often decided for me. For me. Well, I fell down with no one there to catch me from falling. And she came round. And it stopped me from bawling my eyes out. I'm okay, and that's why her life in a nutshell. No way would she ever want it to change me. It's not that easy, 'cause my time is often decided.
little Boston cream.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Yeah.
Good. hardest button to button. The hardest button to button. The hardest button to button. The hardest button to button.
Yes, this is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to What's Happening. I'm Mike Stewart. Unfortunately, Aaron is ill today, will not be in. You just heard, after 10 years of stupidity, the band from Sweden, their song Rum and Gone. I was just informed by them that they will be touring here and playing the Cantab in November, I believe November 3rd. So keep an eye out for that date. They should be in there. And we're going to continue on with some music here.
this ain't right. That's evil. Evil gone on.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40, one more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Yes, you should be checking that. As you get older, a lot of us men get diabetes, and we should need to stay on top of that. We heard Only Roses from Carissa Johnson from her last CD called Only Roses. She was the winner of the Rumble. And she's been touring pretty extensively. She'll be out on the West Coast this fall. And right after that, we heard Johnny Barnes off his latest CD, The Thin Blues Line. And basically, it's a Willie Dixon tribute. And I'm evil. So let's get back to the music.
One, two, three, four. We'll be right back.
Destiny. She wore black and I wore jeans. I met a girl, her name was Faith, and I lost her too quickly, it seems. Faith will come around again, but destiny will never change. Nah, just got sick of waiting for hope. She was always late, so I just gave up. But I was never good at being alone, and when I gave up hope, I thought I'd give him a new. Hope is probably out of faith, but destiny will never change. You don't need to read between the lines.
Yes, that was a twofer for Three Toed Sloth. And I think Bob is wrestling with his microphone. How you doing, Bob?
Good. How are you doing, Mike?
Thanks for coming in today. I'm a little under the weather. I'm a little hurt today, but unfortunately, our other co-host, Aaron, is way under the weather. He ate something that didn't agree with him, and he went home.
Doesn't sound good.
No, let's hope he's not hospitalized. It is a very nice day out there today, though.
Yes.
I did a little work, and then I started feeling...
I hated to have to leave the beach.
Yeah. I could see you have sand in your hair and wind in your eyes. Those last two songs, that was a twofer from Three Toed Sloth. The first song was called 2 o'clock Cowboy. That was co-written by Adam Amzak and somebody we know, Michael Scott Stewart, I think.
I see the phone ringing. I think our guest.
Yeah, he's going to grab the phone. And we did two for the other was Destiny off of their Three Toed Sloth cassette back in the day. And really good stuff. They play the North Shore pretty frequently. You will see some of the members in the Black Hat Project, Finding Dimes, the Bordellos. They play this North Shore and all around pretty frequently. You can probably go to their websites and go see them. I believe our guest is here, and Bob's going to be trimming. He's throwing the hook out the window right now. Thank you, Bob. Okay, I think we're going to continue on with another North Shore favorite. And one of their hidden songs on their EP, or their album, actually. And let's check it out.
Hey, this is a drinking song. Everybody drink along. Won't take too long. So we spy this little bar, whiskey bar. Let me go inside. We sit down at the bar, order up some drinks, whiskey. Play it, son. Come on, I said play it. Now that's what I said. I mean, I said whiskey. I know I said it. So we go on over to the jukebox, drop some quarters inside, and the music begins to play. Play it, son. And this little girl comes over. She puts some quarters in the jukebox. Everything else just kind of fades away. Talking about whiskey. whiskey. So we get on out of there and drive down to the shore. That's the place where's the whole lot more. And we drink whiskey under the stars.
Yes, that was Abby Barrett off her brand new CD. But the title song, That Shame, it's been out a couple months. It's been great, great stuff. You might know her as one of the backup singers for Ginny D and the Delinquents. And this is WMFO, Medford, 91.5 FM in